Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
One of the things I have noticed among nearly all women is that we always try to put our best foot forward. We want to appear like we know what we're doing and that basically we have our shit together. Now, some people call this perfectionism, but I think it's just the natural response to our culture, a culture that demands and entices us to have it all, be it all, and do it all at the same time. Most men don't seem to feel the need to pull off this superhero kind of shit, but women, oh yeah, we sure as hell do. My generation of women was said to break the glass ceiling, but it seems we've only cracked it, at least when it comes to corporate life anyway. Women are still struggling to be represented adequately in the C-suite and the most powerful companies, especially women of color. Where I see women making strides left and right, though, is in the entrepreneurial space. Sometimes the best way to move up is to move out and to start doing your own thing. Now, if a woman starts out in corporate life, even if she ends up working for herself eventually, she probably picked up at least a few habits that are no longer serving her. One of the biggest ones that I realized far too late in my own entrepreneurial journey was not asking for help. In fact, it wasn't just a matter of not asking for it. I didn't even realize I needed help. Now, I'm not saying that I always knew what I was doing. I most certainly did not. It's just that I had this idea that I was supposed to know, that I should know. And because of that persistent thought, I just kept hammering away, attempting to figure things out on my own. Well, looking back, I can see now that this cost me years of struggling and working so much harder than I really should have, especially for the money I was making. I didn't learn to ask for help until I was 4 years into self-employment. Oddly enough, it was only after I saw a man in my industry who impressed me. And after speaking with him, I learned he had gotten business coaching. I signed up for the same group that he found helpful. It was like I needed permission. Now, I'm nearly positive that if that impressive man had been a woman, my course of action would have been the same. So my point is not that I needed permission from a dude. It's just that it never occurred to me that I could get help in building my business and that it would be perfectly okay if I did. Now, as I started working with the coach, I began to realize that I had options in my business I had not considered. I wasn't charging enough for one, which meant I needed to see far too many clients. I was also spending money on things I didn't really need and not spending money on the stuff I did need. But I wouldn't have come to know any of this if I hadn't hired help. Now, listen, I understand not everyone can nor wants to hire a professional help in the form of a coach or consultant the way I did. You can absolutely get help in other ways. You can join a local meetup or form one yourself. You can join or create a mastermind. You can ask someone you admire to mentor you. You can barter with someone more experienced than you by offering them something in return that you do better than they. The point is this: you're going to get farther faster if you don't suppress the mess. Now, in order to receive help, you have to admit to yourself you actually need it. Not as a, you are a complete idiot and has no idea what she's doing, kind of need it, but hey, this is harder than I thought, so why don't I find a way to make things easier, kind of way. I promise you this, the people out there that are killing it in whatever field you happen to be in are getting help. In fact, I guarantee it. One of my heroes hires coaches for just about everything. She decided to lose weight, so she hired a weight loss coach. Then she decided to Marie Kondo her house and get rid of all her clutter, so she hired a home organizer clutter coach. Then she decided it would be good for her business to write a book, so you guessed it, she hired a book writing coach. And after that, she hired a book marketing coach. Who knew there were so many specialty coaches for authors? When she decided that it was time for a podcast in order to get her message in front of more people, the people who preferred to listen instead of read, yeah, she hired a podcast launch coach. The point here is not that you or me or anyone needs a bunch of coaches in your life. Not at all. In fact, most people will never hire a single coach ever. The deal with the woman I'm talking about here is that when she wants to do something, whether it's in her business or her personal life, she gets help and she has no shame about doing it. She happens to like working with coaches because they help her focus on a specific goal, hold her accountable, and provide guidance in the very ways that she's likely to get stuck or spin her wheels on her own. This is exactly the kind of help I give my clients. Working with a coach is her way to move forward more quickly and not waste time figuring things out by herself. I honestly don't even want to think about how much time I have wasted figuring things out because I thought I was supposed to. I thought I had to. I didn't realize that self-employment didn't necessarily mean doing everything by myself for myself. I can't even imagine how much more quickly and easily my success would have been possible if I had recognized this simple fact. Now, my guess, if you are listening this far, you might be ready to move forward more quickly. And my hope is that you would be willing to express your mess, expose it instead of suppressing it. Here's the truth. Nobody cares. Really? Nobody cares that you don't know it all. Nobody cares that you can't do it all because guess what? They can't either. The fact is, behind the scenes, your business and your personal life are probably one hot mess. And guess what? Everybody else's is too. The more women who own their own businesses that I've coached, the more I realize everyone has the same thoughts. Everyone thinks their life is a mess, their business is a mess, and that makes them a mess. It's simply not true. Once you get beyond what people share on Instagram, you realize everybody does some things great, some things poorly, and everything else is some combination of the in-between. This is really good news, in fact, because if we can just get over ourselves, accept the fact that everybody's life and business is a mess on some level, and it's perfectly okay to ask for and receive help, you can finally allow yourself to reach the level of success that you are driven to achieve when you finally stop deciding to suppress the mess and stop thinking you have to do on your own. So please, please do yourself a great big favor. Stop suppressing the mess. Admit you're human after all. Get yourself some damn help. Getting where you want to go is way more fun that way. And I promise you, it'll take half the time.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.